Oh yeah, we want to keep you very long. Mel, lovely to have you on, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mel Farrell with us live, 5 Live Sport. Incredible day in the county championship yesterday. Sam Northeast hit an unbeaten 410 for Glamorgan to set up what had been a very unlikely victory against Leicestershire. And this is why we've kept you around, Alex, because you thought you'd like to speak to Sam. Sam, good afternoon.
Hi Laura and hi Amanda, welcome to the Rec Balado table.
Hello, thank you for the invitation. Thank you, I'm Laura.
Thank you, my name is Amanda Gutierrez.
I would like to ask you my first questions. How can you describe the field of your practice, your art research interest, and where do you come from, your background?
I was born in Mexico and I've been living in Sweden for the past 10 years. My background is multidisciplinary, so I've been moving from the field of like media art to interaction design, and now I'm doing independent research, and this is how I got in touch and also collaborated with Amanda Gutierrez, who is hosting like this workshop with me. One of the things that I've been working the most is doing radio podcast, and also with a heavy use of practices that are community based, and also how this can relate to feminisms and also amplification of voices that are like women, non-binary people, and how I can like nurture and also give a platform to these agents. We are talking about this concept that is sonic agency, and we will talk a little bit more about this, but I want to give some space as well to my colleague Amanda.
I'm a PhD student at the moment at Concordia University, and my research creation is related to the concept, developing the concept of sono sororidades. This is a collective concept. It's not a concept that has been my own authorship. We are developing this with other scholars, feminist scholars from Latin America, most all of them, and we are considering in this formation of the concept how feminist, intersectional feminism, also decolonial feminism, are the base to create one dialogue. Second of all, the, as Laura was saying, the amplification of these voices through sound production. And that's through collective and community radio, as well as sound and music production for specifically marginalized communities who have been kind of outside of the radar or in this patriarchal kind of music industry. Women are not necessarily always in the center of this. So we are trying to, in this case, creating collaborations with other collectives in South America, and also for this time in Labo, collectively thinking with people in Montreal, in Canada, about what it means creating sound and collectivity. What it means also taking radio and podcast as an agency of positional listening, positional relations with sound, like how sound creates and also bridges other voices.
One of the other collaborators in our workshop couldn't come, and she's Ana Mora. We have been working with her as well, and we have been building these great networks with other researchers, mainly women, that are in different locations. So this intersectionality between our like origins and also like our ethnicity and where are we coming from, it's very important for us to, you know, to diversify also the research and connect with other collectives as well, even outside academia, and have this crossing between fields.
The four.
Here comes Nomadic Radio Truck. Hello, it's Trisha, Estelle, and Amanda. We're hoping to capture, listen to, disseminate, archive, and amplify situated stories.
Ven y cuenta tus historias. Estamos aquí en la esquina de tu barrio y estaremos aquí por un par de días para que, uno, aprendas a utilizar
los sonidos como parte de tu propio mensaje. Amplifying voices.
And in the question of intersectionality, I consider that positional listening implies intersectionality because questions and brings up the conversation of our personal as research creators or as sound makers, sound producers, or positionality within race, gender, ethnicity, class. Positional listening is understanding your own dimensions of gender, class, ethnicity, and specifically how those dimensions, how these different dimensions affect what we are doing as an artist researcher.
Okay.
And this is what we developed during this workshop, acts of listening and how listening itself, listening to each other, creates a dialogue and opens up these relations of intentionality as well. What is your intention when you are doing this project, when you are doing a project in your own research creation, and how your points of origin, your positionality is important to actually create and be aware of the ethics that you use.
During Materia Laboratori, you organize a radiophonic workshop intitulated Sono Soro Ridades, production de podcast, collectivité et dialogue intersectionnel. How is it going on during Materia Laboratori concretely? Mm-hmm. What's your strategy to mobilize that idea?
One of the first exercises that we did as part of the methodology during the 3 days was listening, deep listening exercises, understanding our own embodiment within the space. So there is tables in here, but we actually went outside in a park to listen the dimension of the environment that we are, which is Place des Arts, Montreal, which is a unceded territory. And within those, we were understanding, listening, and discussing together how we do receive sound, how we decodify sound, how do we also, as part of a not collective, but like a community, a specific community, how we do decodify sounds. And the listening, what is listening itself, right? Then after that, Ana Mora joined us and show us the work that are being made as we are speaking in Latin America in relationship of sound and feminism, which also that fuse, you know, participants with all this openness of how important and the dimensions of community radio.
Just to add on a little bit on the listening exercise really quick, there are really important and nice conversations about that, because even though we listen to the same sounds, we interpret them differently, right? Mm-hmm. So that was also very, very nice to have with the workshop. And then later on, the participants made this radio portrait that was an exercise that was also facilitated by Ana Mora. So it was very interesting to see how they could reflect on themselves and also craft an audio capsule of like 1 minute where they could like present themselves and also have a chance to do some editing and also record a little bit and also listen to their own voices, how they would present themselves, how they will script that capsule. And the results were really, really nice to hear as well. This was day one.
Second day, we actually did more listening exercises in relationship of research creation with sound. We talk about our roles as researchers when we are developing sound and how that actually have a dimension within collectivities, within artist collectives, art collectives. So if we want to join collectivities, during the second day, Shortwave Radio Collective join us and show us their work that they are doing with Shortwave Radio, like hands open source Shortwave Radio, was like a really amazing way, entryway to talk about collectivities.
And to talk about material, the materiality of sound as well, because I think one of the things that we could see with the Shortwave Collective was that technology can be like reachable, can be like done very simply, and we can like really amplify things that are outside. Thinking about the sound as space as well, and how like space is made of waves as well, sound waves, right? And that we take for granted that part sometimes. And it was very nice to hear like their experiences with like all of the materials, with the coils and how they were placing them and where, what type of frequencies they could get.
It's about 2:35 in the afternoon. I'm back on my balcony, listening to the signals coming through the walkie-talkie.
On the second day, it was important to give also examples of collectives to the participants as well, so they could get that experience that usually you don't get maybe in internet archives or like documentation of projects. Also to share the community experience. For example, I was presenting Radio Nopal, which is like community radio that I belong to, and how can you like nurture each other's like ideas and relationships. We are like almost 100 people and more than 50 programs that have different like contents and ways of seeing things, how we like give space to each other and help each other strive for like doing programs that are interesting for the audience that we have. RadioNopal.com. It's based in Mexico City with a physical space and over there, but for example, I do my show remotely, and there are like several other shows in other geolocations.
And this is important because Ana Mora also is part of Radio Caso, which is another radio, community radio in Argentina. Yes. And is the axis of many, many other sound production, label production, the production of music. And all of them are based on feminism and feminist principles in order to create this production in these alliances with other collectives. So it's like a collective three that emerge into different initiatives that are happening in a specific online radio stations or through online radio stations.
Yeah, internet radio with Radio Minga, that is part of Radio Caso, who is hosted by Ana Mora and Jenny. Then I have Buya in Radio Nopal, and we also facilitated a list of radios in Latin America for all of the participants. The radio movement, I think, in the internet is also like blooming a lot lately. There are a lot of collaborations worldwide, so it was nice to also, you know, keep those links.
Radio Nopal.
About the concept of sororidades that you develop into your work, Amanda, all these concepts and ideas are mobilized during the workshop and in your practice?
Sonos Sororidades is a set of research creations from different, as I said, Ana Mora, Laura. So the goal was also to apply oral pedagogies, right? Like how we can learn together in a non-hierarchical way, in an horizontal way, techniques, methodologies, departing from positional listening and deep listening in order to understand our intersectional axis, right? Or relational as well, communication with the space and with location, with a community. I think the goal of the concept of Sonos Sororidades is create bridges with other resource creators, in this case in Materia Labo, help us to connect with the five participants who enter the space, have this collective thinking. So the exercise three is create a fictional radio inside site-specific project that can happen, of course, in a fictional manner, but we think a specific location, thinking about the ethics, thinking about who is going to be the main public, where are the goals. They're really very specific details that sometimes when you are developing a technological project or a tech project or tech-based project, we don't think very often. Like, what is this useful for? Who are the audiences? Who are the users? How this is participatory? And in the concept of Sonos Sororities, that's very important, to think about the ethical agencies that sound itself has. We think in considering feminism as a framework to understand our relations with each other. Mm-hmm. Taking in consideration that women, non-binary, but also marginalized communities never have the space. So how we can create a sound ecology or like a space where this can be amplified, where this can be have a space for collective thinking. And we start creating our own spaces, if we start creating our own opportunities of sound creation, we are also opening experiences for others who might be interested in sound, audiences, right? Who are interested in sound to join our pedagogies. We can all learn,
create.
Within all of these relationships that we have established, a lot of radio shows have came up with this networking and different practices in sound. For example, women that are doing noise, women that are doing electronic music, women that are doing improvisation, just to make these practices visible, audible.
Yeah, and also thinking in sound as a form of activism, right? Sound itself in the sound production, when you place it in public and social spaces such as the radio, mm-hmm. can have an impact as an activist impact. So those are dimensions that are very important for Sonos Sororidades. Mm-hmm. And to not only stay in the theoretical way, because we've been participating as collective since 2019, in different conferences, symposiums. But this is the first time that we are doing a site-specific workshop, bringing all these thoughts, bringing all these methodologies together with participants. Okay. So this is the first time that Materia Labo is opening this. And what we want to do with this afterwards is to invite participants to be part of Bulla Radio with Lara.
Vengo con los pies llenos de camino destapado. Vengo de quedarme callada y pa dejarme escuchar la montaña.
Somos en movimiento. En este programa, algunas amigas, primas, hermanas de Latinoamérica nos reunimos a conversar. On se rencontre pour partager nos histoires et réflexions, surtout avec le mouvement féministe latino-américain et peut-être même de d'autres régions.
Et you talk about Sonic Agency. Mm-hmm. There is a meaning, a special meaning that you want to bring into that idea.
Yeah, we have been using a lot of concepts that are also brought up in the research field, in the academic field. So this concept is also like from Brandon Lavelle. So, but what we want to do as well is just to bring them in, discuss them, make practices around them, and also redefine things collectively. So this sonic agency is about really be emancipated with sound and, you know, have
have like a position in sound space and time, and really take sound as something that can emancipate us as a community and also individually. So mm-hmm. it's about that.
If I could travel the world instantly, I would jump in between places, back and forth, and from left to right. I would perhaps put my tent next to a lake, enjoying the swells of the crickets, but never far from being on the road again.
I want to thank Labo and also like Hexagram for the invitation. I'm really happy to be here. I mean, after the whole pandemic and everything, it's very nice to come from Sweden and also share my experiences about Latin America mm-hmm. and build these bridges between, you know, these very distant countries and realities. And I am really happy to do this with Amanda. I feel really grateful about that too.
Thank you. Likewise, thank you to Lavo, Electra, and also Hexagram for this opportunity. But I really thank you, the participants in our cluster, to join us and to trust in our process, because it's very different. Our table, I think, was very different from other tables. Like, each table have their own. And our table was, the meaning of that was creating a listening process, a slow learning listening process that can have a critical view of technology and understanding technology as a tool of activism as well. So I think we found the perfect cluster for joining that conversation, and I hope the end of the reflections that we are going through right now can be meaningful for them in their collective way of thinking sound and as well as listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue sur Radio Pink Noise pour l'émission Fragments d'écoute.